The Hub Show. Be sure to follow us and like us. We are on Facebook, Instagram. We're also on SoundCloud, of course.
We are not on Twitter.
Not on Twitter.
Share us, babies.
Go fuck yourself, Twitter.
That's it. Hey, well, listen, share us. Tell your friends, your friends' friends.
And your sister's friends, and your cousin's friends, and your frenemies.
Your baby mamas, your baby mama's mamas.
Mama's daddy.
And baby daddy.
Mama's daddies.
And baby daddy daddies.
Daddy's mama's baby.
Also, you can support us at thehubshow.com on the website. Click on the Amazon link at the bottom of the page and shop with us on Amazon.
Right.
Just bookmark us into your own Amazon account.
You can buy anything you want. Your grocery shopping, whatever you want.
All right, so The Hub Show. Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, we're out
there.
Share
us, like us, tag us.
All that. Love us.
We are The Hub Show.
Peace.
Podcasting and broadcasting.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything. And nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
All right, Rant and Rave, Hub Show, Jay Heisich here. I am at the bar again, American Ale House. Wait for Shay, wait for Chris, but we got the sportsman in the house, Coach Jameer King. What's going on, Jameer?
Man, nothing. If I tell you anything, it's a lie.
That I believe. Hey, man. Sports. NBA is over. NHL is over. What do you do with your time, man? Watch the trades?
I watch trades. It's like you can't tell me all these things are not happening before they actually get online. You just saw Randall get cut. Mm-hmm. And then, not cut, but released. But then you just realize that he signs with the Pelicans. All these deals are happening so fast, man.
Yeah.
It's all very proactive.
No kidding. I mean, what's the biggest surprise so far for you in the NBA drafts and all that?
Oh, man.
It has to be the trades.
I mean, since yesterday, it's like,
yeah,
you know, you figure LeBron goes there, then they sign Rondo, then you got, you know, JaVale McGee. The Lakers are just, I mean, they're just making a dream team, I guess, their version of what they can compete with the Warriors. So you have that, then you've got the World Cup that's going on. And it's,
now, are you following that?
Yeah, that's all good.
I like it, man.
Yeah. So I follow the World Cup.
Yeah, a little Richter scale action down there in Mexico or whatever, man. We are back. Technical difficulties. We got wireless mics with the shit, but then the batteries run out. World Cup, so you're watching that, huh?
I am watching the World Cup.
So who are you rooting for, though? Anybody in particular? Any team, country?
At this stage, I really like Brazil.
Yeah?
Yeah, so okay. I think Brazil's got a very good shot. Awesome. Very good shot.
Shay just joined us. Shay Lewis is in the house.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, welcome back, Shay.
How you doing?
You've been in and out on this show here. Look at us. We're getting fancy here. We got wireless mics.
Oh.
Letting the whole world know again.
Oh, right.
I know. We got Jerry Harper down there on the end. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, everyone.
There you go. The mic works. I like that. Hey, Hub Show stepping up.
That's right.
Talking sports here with Jameer. Only thing to talk about is the NBA draft right now, man. Unless you're a baseball fan, that's crazy.
Right. Right. It's a Texas Ranger fan.
Yeah, I know.
So temperamental.
Texas Rangers.
The light is
on.
Yeah, I'm a Texas Ranger fan, just in case Jameer want to. Not the New York Rangers, but the Texas Rangers.
That's all right.
Do you care about baseball? I mean, you following in with the Jameer?
No, not a lot. I can't lie about it.
I follow a little bit.
Apparently so. Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
So when you wake up in the morning, you check the score, you look for the Texas Rangers.
I look for them and the Houston Astros. I'm all Texas except football.
Okay.
But, you know.
Except what?
Football.
You know, come on, Jameer, really?
But, Jameer, what's up with this LeBron went to the Lakers, which we expected, right?
Did we?
I thought you expected him to go to L.A.
I guess I was holding on for the Sixers, but yeah, I mean, L.A. made sense. But now it's like he's not ring chasing. I get he's going to.
He's ring chasing.
He's not because there was nobody there to chase.
He's taking Anthony Davis going.
No, I think Boogie Cousins may go. I think Anthony's going to stay. Boogie may go, but they just signed, like I said, Rondo, JaVale McGee, Lance Stevens. I mean, they're putting pieces around him, and you know they're signing to let Randall go, but then Randall immediately goes on and signs with the Pelicans. So, like I said earlier, I just find it hard to believe that these deals are not. worked out.
Well, Kawhi's not going. I can tell you that San Antonio is going to hold on that one.
Well, here's what they better do. They better try to get something for him because next year he's leaving regardless.
Well, that's what they're going to do. They're trying to get some. No one is coming with anything good.
But the deal of it is that it's they got to get something for him.
Right.
They have to get something for
him.
Yeah, you can't let him walk. You can't let him walk.
But I tell you what, Rajon Rondo, I like him.
Say it again.
But Rajon
Rondo.
But I don't think that him and LeBron are going to get along too long. You know, Rondo clashed with a lot of people.
I don't believe any deal that's being made in the Lakers organization right now
is safe.
No, not necessarily safe. Has not got a check mark, a nod, a wink, something from LeBron James. I mean, Magic is Magic, and I get that, and Magic's going to work his deals. But I find it hard to believe when you spend $154 million on a dude that you just don't say, hey, is this one okay? Like, what do you think? And he's still got Luke Walton. I mean, Luke Walton's a young guy. I think he learned a lot at Golden State. I get that.
Right.
But I still believe that everything gets some type of acknowledgement from LeBron James.
I think it will, but I think Magic going to have his hand on that. Like, Magic makes the magic.
I agree. I just find it hard to believe it doesn't get a nod, a wink. Some type of hidden gesture that LeBron's okay with. Now, there's pieces, but you got to remember Channing Frye's still there. You got to remember Isaiah Thomas is still there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, Isaiah Thomas probably not going to be there long.
That's what I'm saying. So when you bring in a guy like LeBron, you don't bring in guys you haven't reached out to. Everybody wants to play with him. You know what I mean? He's not – Kobe was very – he wants to win, and he's going to keep his money. Kobe was not about sharing his money. He was going to get what was due to him. Michael was a little different. But, you know, LeBron, everybody likes to play with LeBron.
I tell you what, one thing I can say is, you know, Shaq, I'm going with what Shaq said. Shaq said that, you know, I think LeBron should stay at Cleveland, but he's going to be a ring chaser. He's going to go to L.A., he said. And he needs about three or four more pieces, solid pieces, for him to bring a ring back to L.A.
The only thing he's chasing in L.A. is the city of Los Angeles. They say a high percentage of the players have homes in Los Angeles. So him going to L.A. brought players to L.A., but there was really nobody there for him to win a championship with.
Yeah, but he has to have a lot of more pieces.
I think you signed Rondo, Stevenson, JaVale McGee. You know,
McGee is...
He got a ring.
He's only good 10 minutes here or there.
That's what you need. Here's what they put around him. They put around people that were able to guard LeBron. Stevenson, JaVale McGee. They've brought in defensive pieces to help guard. LeBron's 33 years old. If you get three more years out of him, you're good. Yeah, they got Rondo. They added Rondo. You know, but he's a reserve. He's coming off the bench. Do you keep Lonzo Ball?
I'll keep Ball.
What?
Because let me tell you why. LeBron can groom him.
Yeah, I thought LeBron could have groomed Wiggins too, but they traded him to Minnesota for Kevin Love.
But let me tell you what. LeBron messed up when they let Kyrie go.
Kyrie, he's not going to hold anybody back. You don't want to be with him, then, I mean, he's not going to hold you back.
But I think he had something to do with that.
I mean, I think he had something to do with every trade that was just made with the Lakers organization too.
You think?
I don't think nobody makes that. You don't pick up players without doing that. I don't think you say, I never thought Lance Stephenson would have came in, but he guarded LeBron. He made things difficult for LeBron. JaVale McGee made things difficult for LeBron. So
but you know who always made things difficult for LeBron? That's on the Golden State Warriors.
My mic went out again.
Keep going out. But
there you go.
It doesn't. Oh. It wasn't Kevin. It's what's his name? He's from the Sixers.
Iguodala.
76. Iguodala. He made it difficult for LeBron.
Andre is
Iggy.
Old.
But them legs still give it to him.
He didn't play like half the playoffs. He's old.
But when he came back.
He had 15 games under his belt that he didn't play. So he had fresher legs than everybody.
Yeah, but I mean.
I think who gives him fits and who's the secret leader of that team is Klay Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
You take Klay Thompson off that team, to me, the Warriors are a different organization. So, you know, he doesn't get the glitz and glamour, but, you know, Clay is,
oh, I give it to him. I give Clay the glitz and glamour because he's great. He's got great proficiency numbers. You know what I mean?
I like Clay a lot.
You know, he's good.
Wow, I mean, two haven't got this deep on sports since like 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. This is awesome, man.
Well, you know.
Mr. Harper down there, you have anything you want to add to this conversation? Here we go.
This is supposed to be Wizards country over here. We're talking a lot about the Lakers. Nothing to say about the Wizards?
I don't even know. Did they sign anybody?
Who?
The Wizards.
Yeah, they actually picked up off of the waivers Thomas Bryant, the former big man for the Lakers.
Yeah.
Young, I think, second-year player.
Yeah. Well, you
know. I guess to take the place of Marcin Gortat.
Who went to where?
He went to the Clippers.
Yes.
Yes, in a trade for Austin Rivers.
He went to the second. Now, Austin, you bring in with Beal, who's still there, correct? You got Beal.
Yes, you still got Beal.
You still got Wall.
You got Otto Porter, and you got Kelly Oubre.
Right. So now where does Rivers fit in?
I like to think Rivers is going to come in off the bench, either as a backup or...
He was a starter for the Clippers.
Well, that's because his dad was the coach.
And you got Chris Paul, I think he held his own. They may not have produced, but I think Austin Rivers held his own.
Correct, but he's not going to start over John Wall or Bradley Beal. So he's going to come off the bench as an instant scorer for Bradley Beal or Wall if they don't bring back Ty Lawson.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
I'm not a Wizards fan. I went to some of those games and I booed them. So, and that's when JaVale McGee was there because
he failed me.
He kept tripping over his feet, falling down.
Who
was
that?
And then got out to the West Coast and got a new pair of shoes.
That's right. JaVale McGee
and a championship.
He did
two
he
championships.
Did.
Yeah.
He did. I'm not mad at you for that.
You know, my team is not doing nothing either, so I can't really talk. Mine is worse than the Wizards.
Who's that?
The Dallas Mavericks.
You guys just pick up DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
We need
three or four more pieces to the puzzle.
The only thing that scared me with that is that's only 1 year.
Yeah. That's only because they're expecting the salary cap to go up next year.
I get that, but that's like one and done.
Yeah.
You know, as a coach, I don't like when we come down the court, we just get one shot jacked up and then we don't get the rebound.
Right.
we got to keep getting rebounds. So.
And you know what? Dallas is infamous for that. Cause
you're going to cut off again. Push the button. There you go. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I'll fix it, though.
Okay.
Where are we at?
Dallas Mavericks get cut off with this one-hit wonder stuff. We're notorious for that, and then it just helps. It doesn't help us at all as an organization. So, I think we need a new coach. Personally,
I will go on record and say I thought Dennis Smith Jr. was going to be a bust.
True.
And
you're going on record.
Yes, I'm going on record. I was like, don't draft him. I seen him play against Notre Dame in college, and he put up like 8 points, if that.
Really?
And I'm like, oh my gosh, how is he going to be a lottery pick putting up 8 points against Notre Dame? So I didn't think he was going to amount to much in the pros, and he's proved me wrong. So.
Well,
shout out to Dennis Smith Jr.
Shout out to him.
If we're giving shout outs.
You went on record.
He did go on record.
And I'm going to go ahead and put it out there before Jameer put it out. My man Edelman is going on a 4-game suspension.
Can we talk about why?
My mic went out,
but it was going for performance enhancement drugs.
Mm. Change some batteries. Mm.
So
that goes. Mm.
So I'm going to go ahead. But we're talking about getting Calvin Ridley from Atlanta Falcons. So that'll be a great.
Sure. How many more years does Brady have?
I wanted to be over last year.
You did? Before,
yes.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard a Patriots fan say that.
Wow.
Well, I'm a true fan, and I believe that it's about the team, not one person. I'm about the organization, not one person. But some people think he has two. I think he should have been done last year.
Yeah.
Well, like before they left Jimmy G go.
I think as long as he keeps getting to the Super Bowl, you let him play, right?
No. You don't do that.
Right. I mean,
we let Jimmy G go and we done messed up. And I'm put that on record.
So
we're gonna go.
Don't keep getting to the Super Bowl. If he gets you to the dance, you got to keep him.
You got to keep him.
So how about them Capitals?
Wow.
Last time I seen you here, Jameer was the second to last game they won. Second and they came game. Up the following Thursday and took the cup.
That was
Do you
shocking.
Give a shit?
Did you go to the parade?
No.
No.
I'm not a Caps fan. But I mean, you know, I want to see the cup. If they start
I mean, DC, I touring it. Around. DC was just happy to have a parade for something.
Absolutely.
Exactly. That's
they,
what that
they
was
said
really
everybody
about,
was out.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's crazy. You didn't nice hear drop. About anything that happened, right? You
don't no.
Hear, you didn't hear about the city being torn up.
No.
Police cars set on fire.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, either didn't get covered.
Or it didn't happen.
Or it didn't happen.
Well, I'm going to take the latter.
I did hear a lot of garbage was on the ground.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's typical. That's typical. That's to
that's
be
any
expected.
Parade.
That's
yeah.
any parade.
That's Disney World after dark.
Yeah, if they didn't burn anything down, and if nobody was arrested, then I guess it
no
was
no one got
just,
beat with a hockey
nobody
stick.
Nobody got beat with
good.
A hockey stick. Right. Hockey stick or pucks, I guess
but,
it's a win.
You know, Ovi's out there doing handstands and whatnot on the cup, man.
Yo, he has a little bit of rhythm, too, because he could not stop dancing.
Hey, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing,
could
maybe.
Nah, I wasn't mad at him.
And their first season game where they're going to raise their banner is October 3rd against my team, the Bruins.
Boston Bruins.
Nice. Yeah, and I guess even the nosebleed seats are like up to like a $500
oh.
range right
oh,
now.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
You might just want to be in the city and say you were there.
That's right.
I'll just stay home. That's all
That's
good.
Right.
The Capitals. I mean, I'm, well, no love lost.
Well, good job for the Capitals.
Yeah, right.
Yes, good job for the Capitals. So, absolutely.
Like we were saying to me and Jameer when we came on here, basketball's done. Hockey's done. We're left with the
baseball.
Summertime here. Though. And we have the World Cup going on, if you follow that.
I do. Side note, though, this is the last month without football, though.
Yeah, it kicks right back in
and
next
it
month.
It kicks right back
well,
in.
Well, this is only July 2nd, dude. You had a long month to go.
Last month.
Yeah, you and my husband is doing a countdown.
I mean, I heard it today, and I had to stop and think. I was like, man, that's right.
Yeah.
This is the last month without football.
Well, same here. I mean, three more months. They hit the ice again. They hit the court again.
Right,
it's back
right.
to this, man.
It's back. This is a boring time for me in sports.
Oh, I
don't
mind
it. It's the dog days of summer.
I don't mind it. There's other things to get into.
Like?
You yes. know, like you go have fun. Go
well,
hang
I mean,
out
yeah,
with your
I
family.
Mean, sports-wise, you know.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Look, we're at the L House. You off again. I'm going to fix that right now. Time out. Are you good? All right, we're back.
No, my bad. My
so on the screen behind us, as they look back, they're showing the rerun of
the Super Bowl
of all places. With the
that's when the Eagles were up 9-3. You remember that?
Can you put let me, what else on?
Let
that
me
channel?
Guess. It was snowing.
Oh, it was snowing. It was ice.
It was snowing in Chambersburg. Yes, that is correct. I could not make it. My husband didn't want me driving that type of weather and mess up a car.
I've never met your husband, and no disrespect, but you never seem like you really ever listened to your husband.
Yes, I do. Don't I listen to you, Kevin?
Is that Kevin calling me right now?
Kevin?
It's on Boomerang. It's already old school.
Already,
it's retro.
Already a classic.
That's not the legendary.
By the way, folks, that's Chris Canfield in the background.
He's not used to being over there, is he?
He's watching us. This is cool.
Classic highlight. Does Chris, do you remember any of this night?
Yeah, Jameer, where's your tattoo? Yeah,
it has not taken place
Heather
yet.
Heather hasn't gotten hers yet either,
no,
though.
No, I'm telling you, it's going to be done. I'm not afraid of tattoos. I just haven't had the time to.
Okay. So, well, this 1 month left in football, you have the time to.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yes, you do.
I'm not. I'm only home in my house for like 14 days this
Why is
month.
That?
Just basketball, man. My girls are going to be traveling.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What's going on with your teams?
We leave Thursday. Come back next Thursday.
I'm actually surprised to see you here. What's going on? Your teams are you in a lull right now?
No, it's literally Mondays are my only free nights, and I choose to spend it here with you guys when you choose to put me on the.
You gotta go there, man.
My fault.
Nice.
So Monday nights are there. Tuesday night we practice. Wednesday's the fourth. Thursday we're in Lancaster through Saturday. We come home. Through Sunday, actually.
Do y'all ever go to the Nook and play?
We're going to be at Spooky Nook. That's where we're going to be at.
And Nook and play.
Yep. It's called Spooky Nook, which is kind
of... Okay. They call it the Nook. A lot of people call it the Nook.
And then we're home for Monday, and then we leave Monday night to go to Manaplin, in New Jersey for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're home at the end of the week, then we're home for 10 days, and then we're going to be in Atlanta for a whole week at the end of July. So
wow.
We'll be in...
July is going to go by pretty fast.
So
yes, you know football
You know
season.
What? That time when you're home for those 10 days, that's time to go get the tattoo.
And I'm listening. Let's, whatever we can get organized, if Heather, if you're listening or going to listen, let's go get our Eagles tattoo.
Yeah, get your ego on.
Why don't you guys get it done in here? We can set that up.
I'd get it done in here in a minute on Facebook Live, the whole kit and caboodle. I'd do it.
You do it right here on the Hub Show, on the Hub Show. In the L House. You and Heather are going to get your eagle tattoos.
Absolutely.
And we're going to set that up.
I'm in.
You're in.
I'm all in.
Do you know where you want to put yours?
I'm putting mine on my forearm.
Okay, nothing funky.
Nothing funky. I'm not going to have any ass cheeks exposed. No.
Not on the Hub Show, you won't.
No,
sir. We don't
want to. No inner thigh. It'll be on the forearm.
So right. Do you have a tattoo?
I do not.
Oh. Okay. Are you scared?
Wait, Jimmy, do you have any tattoos yet? You do. No. Okay.
I do want one, but I want to give it some thought and get something nice. You know, that's
before
you
start writing all over
randomly
yourself.
Randomly, just
well, some people do apparently. Face, neck, ears—they don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't do all of that. I got two tattoos. I thought about it. Oh, you don't put nobody's name on your body. No.
I know, that's right? What's wrong with people, man?
You know, my husband asked me to put his name on my body. I said, oh, no, it won't be happening like that.
If you do it in calligraphy, you can change it to something
I never do that.
I'd put your birth date on you before I put your name.
I'm not
on
doing
you.
That either.
My kids are my kids.
How about his initials, Shay? Would you do the initials?
No initials.
Yeah, no initials. Nothing, huh?
No.
Unless it doesn't say Shay, it's not. Yeah, no,
that's right.
No names.
I'll put my own name on me.
I don't even need to put my own name on myself. I know who I am.
So next time you ask Shay what her name is, you're going to show her arm. Oh, Shay.
No, you know, when I was younger, I thought about putting my name on my butt like the Cabbage Patch Kids, remember? They put Xavier Roberts. I was going to put my name on there.
On your butt.
On my butt. Yeah.
Someone asks you, what's your name? You're like,
no, if
hang
somebody,
on a
like if I was.
drop down and get her eagle on.
No, just like if something happened to me and I get missing in action, you'll know who I am.
And here's the thing about tattoos that a lot of people don't realize. When you go to get one, they make you sign off on a waiver that if you get, like, hepatitis, the tattoo company is not, you know, responsible for it. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. Like, really?
The key to all that, you just got to watch your artist. So when he or she pulls out the needle and everything, you just got to make sure everything is brand new.
Well, no, it's not the needle. I'm thinking it's the ink. They don't change that ink that often.
That's gotta change it.
They do that. They're clean. I've seen them.
Okay.
Not everybody, but yeah, I get it.
Majority, like the people I go to, are clean.
Gotcha.
All right.
You know, I make sure they change the needle in front of you and all of that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Open up a whole brand new bottle of ink.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
So I don't play those games.
Mr. Harper, what's going on with you, man?
Well,
doing any shows lately? What's going
on? Getting ready for New York. And,
okay.
For New York?
Yeah, August 11th,
okay,
to be exact.
Yeah.
How was your last show that you did? You know, you said, I know you
well,
had
the
a
last
thing.
Show was the Feel Good Party and Vendor Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how was that?
That was just this past Saturday.
Yeah.
All I got to say is no one died.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's a plus. No, we really did have a scare.
Oh,
you did?
Yeah, I brought in a moon bounce. And
it deflated? What happened?
Yeah, my daughter was on it and
oh, good
and
Lord.
The power surge and started to deflate. And I'm like, oh no.
Jeez.
And luckily, me and my wife were able to pull her out of the mouth of the clown right before.
Of the clown.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very scary moment. We were all thankful. Harper household was very thankful Saturday night.
Wow.
Because it was my event. You can't.
Right.
Kill
it was your event,
daughter.
Too. And your own daughter, your own
or
event.
Your own
Let
event.
It be somebody else's kid, right? I mean, jeez.
Well, thank God that she was the only one, too, because I don't think we could have gotten more than one shot off.
Oh, pause. Did you just see? That was a very important part of that.
No, we did not see it.
That
thank
was when
you
Brady dropped that pass. I hope
we
they
did not
showed
see
it again.
Tonight on the Hub
that.
Show, Jameer reviews the Super Bowl.
Man.
I don't
was
know why you've been living that.
Here comes replay, coming. Replay. This
long
is
time
a coming. Great play call.
This is
great
5 months in the
Someone
works.
Great play
me.
Call. And Brady hears footsteps and drops the ball.
On a brighter note.
Sorry. Brady hears footsteps again.
Jerry, you had to be there.
We had
a whole Super Bowl debate 2 weeks up to it. Then we did a whole live podcast right there in the corner here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Eagles Nest, and Shay didn't show up. After all that hoopla, Jameer had a tear. A lot of people here did. People
had,
crying in here, man.
I had a tear.
People had green makeup on their faces. It was running with their tears.
Chris had a whole bunch of crazy
on
people
show.
On the show.
Yeah, good times. Yeah.
A whole bunch of good times.
End quote. Chris
chopping
away on
too.
Wings over there. All right. Well,
so,
hey.
Yes, we got to go to July 13th to the event for The Walking Dead. Are we going to get our face painted? And
you can.
Get ready for that. Jameer, you going to be in town?
No, Walking Dead.
We're doing the Walking Dead at the Hagerstown
Suns. The Walking Dead zombie night.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, all right. We'll see you back into an NFL season, right?
The Walking
Dead. You check back in with us there, Jameer.
I don't. My kids, I think, like that kind of stuff. Zombies?
Yeah, I'm not going to get my face painted, but, you know, Shay's more than welcome to.
I'm all into that. I like the Fear of the Walking Dead, down, the Walking Dead. I get down.
Chris might do it.
Chris get down with anything.
Chris would do, I think Chris does almost
everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Well, I had
He doesn't say no.
I had a good time this weekend. I went to Chris's house for a party, the Canfield party in his backyard. Hey, man.
And I missed it.
He doesn't play. It's a swinging bachelor pad. Have you ever seen one, dude?
What?
Yeah, Jamelia. I think we got to do a Hub Show summertime barbecue or something. Really exclusive, private only for the Hub Show people who've been on the show. Yeah, he's ready to do it.
Well, I heard
straight up cornhole in the whole bit.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's official.
It's a Canfield party.
The Canfield party. He's official.
Well, that'll be live on Facebook, on Hub Show. That's mm-hmm. going to be.
Well, I tell you what. Me and Jameer was having a great side note conversation.
Please, bring on. We need all the content we can get there, Shay.
Well, I talked about how I don't get child support.
And I talk about how I pay child support.
And how the Pennsylvania.
The yin and the yang here.
The Pennsylvania courts. Not the courts. The Pennsylvania domestic relations cut my arrears and my child support off because my kid's father was classified as total disabled by the VA. But he told me he was trying to find a virtual job. And now I'm going to try to see if I can get me
virtual check.
A virtual check, right. But the good note is, you know, my husband is celebrating because he don't have a one more child support payment to make. And he's going to have a party.
It came up because
here comes Jameer.
I got my my daughter is turning, she'll be 18 next year. So I got my, you know, hey, heads up. To let you know when this date arrives, you'll be done paper.
Ka-ching.
And I was like, oh, man. And then you read the fine print. It's if they're still in school, or if they're this, then you will continue to pay. So my daughter reclassed a year, and I was like, man, if I didn't do that, I'd be done next June. But
wow.
It's
two
I've never
more
been,
years.
Yeah, two more. I've never been a child support father.
So say you gets none.
I gets none.
And Jameer keeps on paying.
I keep yeah. on paying. It's I love my daughter.
I'm mad about it. They canceled my arrearage. I'm like, who does that?
Listen, when Shay said that he got rid of it for just being classified as totally disabled, my mind was like, what can I do to be classified?
I think me and Jerry, the two married dudes here, man.
Yeah.
What can I do to be classified as disabled?
I'm staying married just so I don't have to pay child support.
It's a mess, isn't it? I look at all this stuff around me.
Bring it full circle.
You staying for a yeah. lot of reasons.
Well, my one son's 19, the other one's 12. I got 6 more years to.
I heard it's cheaper to keep it, but I never believed it until I started paying.
Yeah.
It is cheaper.
Keep
it.
Yeah. No.
I guess, okay, here we go.
It's not cheaper to keep her.
Sugar honey iced tea.
You ain't the one paying, Shay.
You're the one receiving.
I'm not receiving anything.
This is a totally black and white conversation. No pun intended.
Receiving the virtual check.
Shay's the receiver.
I'm not a receiver.
Well, not in the moment, but you were until this happened.
Well, and I was hot. And I was hot. You know what's funny? My husband was hot, too.
Oh, I'm sure. That's part of your income.
I get it's counted as income. It's counted as a subtraction for my
checkbook. That's what it's called, as a subtraction.
It's like a certain bill or two you can have a hard time paying. You were like calculating that on your monthly.
I started calculating how much my checks would look like if I didn't have to pay that.
He's going in the reverse.
And I was like,
starting to have a party up in his head, man.
My life changes in 2 years anyway. Who knows? But right. I get it. I mean,
yeah, but you know what? Shout out to those people who don't pay, and shout out to people.
How's that going to go, Shay?
I shout out to the women.
I said the people that don't have to pay.
Deadbeat dads?
No. I'm talking about who don't have to go through an enforcement thing. They just work it out, and then they don't have to.
That's exactly what I'm trying to shout out. I'm trying to shout out the good women out there who just say, you know what? Let's work this thing out.
Yeah. Instead of going to the court and making
it
ugly.
You know what? It's funny because I never wanted to take my kid's father to court. I said, what can we do to make an arrangement?
Right.
You know, my older two kids dad said, put me on child support. I'm like, are you serious? He said, because he don't trust himself of paying me. I said, okay, that's what you want to do. All right. And then my other one, You know, he just would, he, we agreed on a certain amount, and it kept getting reduced and reduced and reduced. I said, look, look, dude, we're not going to play this game. Hey, we're going to have to go to court.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the record, I did not throw a sound effect in here. We, there's actually some kids here in the bar. There's a kid crying in the background. No, of all conversations we're having.
No pun intended. No, right?
You know what I mean? So I've been very fair. I think I was a very fair person when it came to child support. You know, I didn't want to put none of my kids on fathers on child support. I tried to work it out. Did everything possibly. I was pleading cases like, look, let's work it out. And they didn't want to do right. So what do you do at that point?
All
you,
I know is,
you want the people in your life.
It's the yin and the yang.
It's
here it comes,
yin,
man.
And the yang. I couldn't make a deal.
The X and the Y.
The devil. If she, I mean, it was. I agreed. I think child support was the best thing because it's a CYA mechanism. So when you have certain custodial parents, and it's not always one of the custodial parents who
right.
Let's agree. And the court system sometimes can get really shady, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you going back 4 and 5 years. Because the custodial parent says, oh, you know, things didn't change. You done found somebody else. Oh, now you ain't spending as much. You ain't doing this. You ain't doing that. This, that, and the third. It's a CYA mechanism. You can, it's a paper trail. So
yeah.
For me, I'm okay with it to an extent. But I've never been just a child support father. And I think my kids would attest to that. You know, I pay for all their extracurricular activities. And,
right. You know, and that's, you know, and I commend you for that because my husband did the same thing. He paid above and beyond, you know, what child support says. But there's some guys, it's like, you get my $100 a month.
That's all you get.
And that's all you
get. I get it. I understand it. And believe you me, I've had some situations where I understand why dudes are locked up for domestic violence. I get it.
Right?
I get
right?
it. I've never been.
And there are some women who are locked up as well.
I know some deadbeat moms.
I know. That's a true story. I get it.
They don't get the spotlight, though.
Eagles just scored.
Yeah.
You know what? That is dead and gone.
He's got a tear again.
It's dead and gone. Okay? That was your one Super Bowl.
You're right. And whatever happens thereafter is good. But I get it. Like, you go through things and people. You know, things change, people change, you know.
Oh, and I'm if you're a deadbeat parent, whether you're male or female, you're just a deadbeat parent.
You need to
own up to it.
And some of it has to do with legislations in states. Like, you know, people tell you in a minute, Maryland's a mother state. You got to be really, really bad in the state of Maryland not to get custody of your child.
Yeah. Well, that's anywhere. Basically,
some states like the fathers. I don't know which ones they are.
It ain't Texas. I can tell you that they are a woman friendly state there.
Yeah, so.
But I can tell you that it might be Pennsylvania.
They
didn't give me any love at all. Pennsylvania set up there and they had to told me that they had to escort me out.
Shay said she needed security.
Security, you know. And he said I can't leave. Because he saw that, like, I must have turned red. Like,
isn't black, when black and red mixes, isn't that color maroon?
Yeah, I look maroon.
You said it, not me, man.
I think you can see my blood pressure. I don't even have blood pressure problems, but you can see that my blood pressure was elevated. And I had that look like, what the, what? and I said, I can't believe you said this. You know, I said, you just, that's abomination. I mean, you cancel my rearage?
That's crazy.
Rearage.
I need to have your case.
That's a funny word, man.
Arrearage.
Arrearage.
Yeah.
No, it was a guy.
That's what it feels like if you ever get behind. It feels like you're arrearage.
Yeah, the father size is arrearage.
Can you put it in a sentence?
I know.
I said,
my arrearage has been.
And it was a few thousands. It was a few thousands.
That's crazy.
And I was hot. I said, well, if he died, at least my son could collect off his butt. You know what I mean?
I have a good woman caseworker. She looks out every once in a while. I don't know why. Maybe she recognized, you know, because I come in with documentation. But I
don't think Virginia likes people with documentation. My husband's having a lot of problems with Virginia child enforcement people. He got one last payment.
It's the Commonwealth. Pennsylvania,
yeah.
Virginia. There's your Commonwealths. Yeah. They get you coming and going.
Well, I tell you what. I said, if I was in Texas, I wouldn't have that problem. They said, sir, you can get you a vert up. And you know what he does? He does. He's provide transportation. He got his own Lyft service. And it's not Lyft. You
really?
Know what I mean?
Really?
Right.
What do you? Okay.
You know, so that's how I feel about that.
Is it like the bootleg version of
Lyft? The bootleg Uber bootleg Lyft. Yes, that's what he does.
She put him out there, didn't she?
She did, man.
Wow.
No bootleg. Shame in her game. said no shame in Shay's game.
And he's a deacon of the church.
Oh, Lord. You just might as well go tell us what his name is.
Well, no, that's all right.
He's not deacon?
No, it's not deacon.
Not deacon.
Deacon Troy.
So, Mr. Harper, back to you. You said you're going to New York to perform?
Yes.
All right.
We'll be at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club, August 11th.
Oh, good.
Bring in one of your hometown, homegrown comedians, Wynn Cook with me.
Yeah, he was just on here two shows ago. There you go. Right. He's moving on up with you, man. There you go.
First time.
Shout out to Wynn Cook.
Popping his cherry.
Okay.
Yeah. Right there in Greenwich Village, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Have a good time.
That's a good place to pop your cherry.
Exactly.
You know, Jerry.
Here's the weird thing
Jerry's kids.
Exactly. There you go. The weird thing about New York is, you know, I remember my first time going to New York and performing, and it's a great show. And afterwards, they all had these questions. Oh, my gosh, you're really from West Virginia? And they started telling me their one, you know, trip to West Virginia. Or their
it's always bad.
You know, everybody's got one trip to West Virginia.
Yeah, exactly.
I got multiples, but they all end the same.
No, I just goes to show you that when you're the new person in the area, people tend to gravitate to you. When New Yorkers would ever moved to Maryland, they always were the popular kids in the school. Always, always. Oh my gosh! Yes.
See, we didn't do that
in
Texas.
All the girls, the New Yorkers.
Hey, man.
Really?
Yeah. That's the accent, dude.
Yes.
I mean,
he's
like,
from New York. Yeah.
They're like the California accent.
What part of you're not from Brooklyn or something?
It didn't matter. You could be from Coney Island. You were from New York. All the girls wanted to date you.
What?
Yeah.
It's New York, dude.
So it's like the reverse effect when we go to New York and we tell them we're from West Virginia. All the girls gravitate to
us. Does that work for cats from Philly, Jameer?
Do they? Hold on. Pause. So I can say what's...
Again.
I'm looking for a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. Anytime you're the new person in town, people tend to gravitate to
you. It doesn't work for you because
you're
from New York.
You got to change your game. Now you're from New York.
I mean, you're from Philly.
It's going to work.
Now you're a Giants fan?
No. I don't need a woman.
It won't work.
I don't need a woman that bad.
Okay. It won't work.
It won't work?
No. They're not going to like you. Well, I tell you what. When we was living in Texas, you always meet people from California.
Okay.
And they always like, oh, my God, I love you. Talk again. But it's funny, like everywhere I go somewhere up north, where you from? I love your accent. I'm like,
because you're now the new person.
I'm from the South. Yeah. I'm like, you just want to hear me talking and make fun. You know, it's not even cute.
People love different.
Yeah, yeah.
That's facts. That is true. Very true.
That is the truth. So I know you're gonna like. Did you have any good feedback? They really, you know, have a lot of laughs and everything.
Yeah, you know, there was a industry insider. You know. He gave me some pointers after the show. He basically said, you know, very likable. You know, your set was a little unorganized, but the crowd seemed to like you.
But it's constructive, man. You need that. We all need it.
And he says,
the Hub Show needs it. Trust me.
He said, no shit jokes on stage. So, yeah, that was my one insight. No shit jokes on stage. So.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I heard not too long ago, last month, I went to hear Aries.
Shit jokes.
Aries. He's the comedian.
Aries,
whatever his name is.
The impressionist. He can do all the impressions, right?
No, he didn't do any impressions. He's from Comedy Central, and he's big time. I know his net worth was like $8 million
or whatever. He's the one who got beat up recently by the the DJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he was in Baltimore performing at the Comedy Factory there, and... he kept talking about a lot of LGBTQIA. They added some more initials to it.
I bet. Jesus, what's next?
The
whole alphabet.
But anyway, he kept talking about that. And one of the jokes, a lot of men didn't get down with.
Well, in Baltimore, it's...
They did not get down with because they was talking about, you know, he said, you know, guys, you say to
Aries
other
Spears.
Guys. Yeah, Aries Spears. He said, to suck my, you know. And he said, and y'all be, huh?
Nothing.
I don't have it, so I don't have one. So, and then you know, and the guy's like, another guy won't say that. You know, I'm going to listen to all the guys, you know, that I'm sitting there. And I say, he said, where are you getting come up with that stuff like that? And he like, man, what's wrong with him?
Yeah.
And he was, you know.
That's the wrong material.
That was the wrong material for the Baltimore crowd.
Uh-uh.
He said.
I don't know what type of material that would be for who, though.
Yeah, and then he made some good jokes about, you know, not to say anything about fat people, but mm-hmm. he made some little funnies that you can remember. Okay. And he talked about the disabled, but not, you know.
Who didn't he offend?
Yeah, he offended a lot of people, but he was up there for an hour.
Okay.
He got a little dry in some parts, mm-hmm. and then he started talking about some people in the audience, and one girl went off on him. That was hilarious.
Did he ever talk about himself?
He did talk about himself a little bit. Right, he did talk about himself about how he pays his ex $30,000 a month.
Wow.
And spousal support.
Wait a minute. $30,000 a month?
Yeah, because his net worth is $8 million.
Annual salary for some people. Man.
I didn't know his net worth was that much.
Yes.
It's been a while since he's been on Mad TV. What are those residuals like?
I'm just saying.
That show didn't last very long either.
$30,000 a month, homegirl is getting. So he said.
That's a salary for a lot of people.
And then he said that
a lot
it
of
ain't
people,
cheaper.
$30,000 a month, that's 15.
That's someone's
every
annual
2 weeks.
Salary, man. Yeah.
What'd you say? You didn't be his spouse.
He said, what kind of gay jokes?
Work on that. Work on that, Jameer.
Oh, no. But $30,000.
Yeah.
Come up with something.
A month?
He better be out there on that road.
He's on the road.
There's a lot going out. Hope something's coming in.
Mm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I was like, you know, it was pretty decent, you know. Mm. But the place, he talked about the venue.
Okay.
Which he should have.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is not cute. It was not. You know what I mean? You saw a whole lot of electrical wires at the top and the roof. And then they had the black curtain in the back. And it was, it was a little ghetto.
Huh.
But other than that, you know, that's the first time I heard him. I never heard him before.
Now, did he tell the crowd what his net worth was? Or?
No, I looked it up.
Okay. That's a
female.
That's how
I started the show, by the way.
That's a female thing.
My husband told me to look it up.
Not a lot of guys are like, I wonder how much he makes.
No, well, when I said he must have been lying talking about the $30,000 because and my husband said, you need to look at his net worth. He makes some money. I said, that was part of the joke. God. You know what I mean? That's a part of the joke. He ain't paying nobody $30,000 a month. And then when I look up his net worth is $8 million, I said, well, he's paying the $30,000 a month. You know what I mean? and he said it wasn't cheaper to keep her. It wasn't cheaper to keep her. He said, I'm ready for her to go. I don't know what happened.
She can live in the basement.
On the north wing?
She can live in the basement.
Can't give her the north wing?
She can have her studio. Downstairs.
A studio.
An efficiency. I'll move to the basement.
Oh, wait a minute. You going to give her a she shed?
Man.
A she shed?
Or a tiny house?
Do something.
She shed.
$30,000 a month? I don't know.
She shed?
A she shed.
Wow.
You giving them $30,000 a month?
Huh?
See?
Then you know what I'm going to say? You have half of the house and I have half of the house. You stay on the north, I stay on the south.
I don't even need to see you.
Right.
Own bathrooms and everything, man.
You got your own area.
Yeah.
We're going to ride this out.
We don't need to see each other at all.
Yeah, no. I'm sure his house is big enough they can create a duplex.
Right.
All right.
A multiplex.
Everyone has their own key.
All right, I'm sure we're going to take a break. We've done it all here. We went back in time. The Super Bowl's still on the screen here.
So what?
The Super Bowl classic.
So what?
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Five rings.
NBA draft. Child support.
Five rings.
Other comedians' net worth. Jerry Harper in New York. We've got cover all right here. We'll be right back. Hub Show. Stick around.
All right.
Trade show displays. Step and repeat backdrops. Pull up banner stands. Table throws. All your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Lost Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Lost Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword Hub Show and receive 25% off your entire order.
The People's Podcast.
All about the people.
Hub Show, we're back. Jay Heish is here. Jameer the sports guy King is here with us. Chris Leftfield Canfield here.
Hey, what's
and
up?
And taking Shay's seat is Shay's husband, Kevin. Interesting. Gave her the boot. Let's get out of here. My turn.
Incognito.
Incognito.
Oh, boy.
Don't everybody try that at
Did
home.
Did not say Shay, that either.
Shay does not have a husband.
Uh-oh. Shay doesn't have a husband?
No, Shay doesn't. I'm our dearest, closest friend. I don't know if she wants anybody to know that.
Oh, you're not one of those couples, are you? My spouse is my best friend.
I'm trying to get to your best friend. You know?
Yeah, you need to get some more friends.
Dude, this is never going to happen. I've been married too long, I'll tell you right now.
Just give up.
We're bitter enemies.
Just open up the garage door and get out your toolbox and just wait on some guys to come and see what you're working on.
Yeah,
and they'll be your new friends.
Oh, man, I'm working uphill every day. Working uphill every day.
Every day.
I said, baby, do you remember me? You know, and she said, hey, come on in. You know, give me a little love or whatever.
Right.
But, man, I spend a lot of my time working, trying to provide for my family.
Yeah. Right.
Know, doing the right thing.
Okay.
So
that's what it's about.
But, you know.
Yeah, and jerking off in the shower.
Oh, that's one of my favorite pastimes, buddy.
Down the drain.
Just went there again.
Yeah.
I should have known.
The fucking soap is gone already, Kevin. What are you doing?
I get on the mic with Chris. We got to talk about
Chris
it.
Chris goes down yeah. that path,
doesn't
man.
Doesn't waste any time.
Chris, is this one of your favorite pastimes?
What? Oh, no. I live
chicken choking? I mean,
yeah.
Chicken choking.
I live alone, so I don't need to go in the shower.
Oh, okay.
I'll put mine Jesus. In the kitchen sink if I want.
Never mind. Don't go to Chris's house for a party.
Chris, I just shook your motherfucking hands.
You'd be able to I shake with the right and I diddle with the left.
Somebody give me some sanitizer.
Chris is back.
Yeah, the right's just a stabilizer. It just holds.
Would you have one beer and some chicken wings,
while the
dude?
Left does all
one
work.
Beer and some chicken.
What's going on, Drex?
Seriously, Chris, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing, man. Did you hear about this new planet? They found a planet that's just being born.
Being born?
Just being born.
Where? Well, no. Out there past Pluto or what?
Way out past Pluto.
It's being
wow.
born?
Like 17 million light years away. They got this planet that's being born.
How's it being born?
Well, the star exploded.
Okay.
And there's a fiery ring out in space. And all the elements are gathering and forming into
satellite
their own little
balls.
Captured
a photo of this new planet you're talking about?
They did, yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't all news biased?
And there's, you know, I'd imagine there's alien
it
life on
is.
It too, but they were born yesterday. So.
Satellite was launched when Archie Bunker was number one on the air.
That's right. That's right. I love me some Archie Bunker.
Oh, go for it, man. You can't get more real than
Archie
Bunker.
Bunker, George Jefferson, Al Bundy, man. Those
are
kings of TV.
Oh, my man, Red Fox.
That's it.
Oh,
that's Sam
for the
Sun. The
four
kings.
The four kings
of TV.
Actually, here's a little fun fact. The satellite that is jettisoning through space right now that we fired off back in the 70s has Chuck Berry playing on it. Chuck Berry is playing, and it's just out into space. The sound is being shot out into space, and it went past Pluto.
They just looped the song over and over again
back in the 90s.
Play Maybelline or whatever it is.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Got him playing All the Martians Will Unite as one. And then blow up Earth.
And they start singing together.
Oh yeah, start singing. Yeah, just imagine that.
Yeah, there was an old SNL skit where the aliens they found the satellite, and then they said send more Chuck Berry. They sent a letter back that said send more Chuck Berry.
Speaking of superstars, you know Joe Jackson, he just
passed
away.
Yeah, 89 years old.
Yeah, he died to whoop Michael Jackson's ass.
Yeah, beat the black
he's still
off
beating,
of him,
he's still said. He's still beating his ass, right? He died to beat his ass.
Oh, man.
Right?
It's a damn shame.
It beat the black off of him once.
He can't beat it off of him anymore.
As it went there, the black was already gone.
Joe. JJ got him good.
Oh, yeah.
Janet won't even talk about him. I mean, rest in peace. He's gone now, but man.
Right, true fact.
I remember an interview with Janet out in Los Angeles. She wouldn't even talk about her dad or half her brothers anymore. She just totally separated herself from the whole thing, man.
I'll tell you what, though. I would have drank Janet Jackson's bathwater.
Oh, my God.
That's a whole other story.
That's
a whole other story.
I'd have licked the rim of the tub.
That's disgusting. Yeah, you guys
I'd have got me some crackers and goddamn, I'd have
I would have drank Janet Jackson's bath.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, or
whatever you
when
still
do you
would've.
Think, how much of it is silicone? How much of it is silicone, and when was it put in?
I'm going back to like
Pleasure Principal.
Pleasure Principal. That's the way love goes.
That's the way love goes.
And even Penny, because she was a little older than me when she was Penny.
So. Watch out now.
Oh, man. She came in an abusive household and everything,
I'm
man.
I'm taking her from the
good
ghetto
times.
To the burbs.
Moving on up.
I don't know how old Penny was at that time.
She was older than me, so therefore.
She was a youth.
Yeah.
Not a youth, but a youth.
I think she was 12 on the show, dude.
That's okay. I was probably 8.
Wow.
I would have drank her bath older than.
Eight years old.
That's what I'm saying. Jan is older than me.
That's Janet Jackson talk. I like this.
I had the hots for Topanga.
Ooh.
Yeah. She's that little boy meets world girl.
Oh, okay.
Yo, Topanga had a bubble.
We have this conversation again, Chris. We had talked last week about hot 90s actresses. We went back into the 80s. Claire Huxtable was brought up the whole bit, man.
And she was like 14. She was like 14.
Ryan agrees. Ryan the bartender.
She had a bubble. And Blossom, too.
Blossom. I was just trying to think of the name of the show. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Blossom.
Blossom.
Last week we had Tiffany Amber Thiessen, and now we got Blossom.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I think it smells slightly statutory. Right?
No.
A little whiff.
A little whiff of statutory.
No.
Statutorism.
I'm thinking about 6. She played on, what's the comedian's name? On the CW network. The big black funky comedian, Stankin. What's her name? Oh, she's a sour chick right now. She's hating. She's hating on everybody because they get a show.
Monique.
She played on Monique's show. The Parkers.
Yes, she did.
She played. Oh, come on now, man. I know what I'm talking about now.
Anybody named.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody named Miss Parker.
And that, listen, the fact that she was on Monique's show means she got down with the brothers anyway, so you know.
Yeah.
Monique. Yeah. Blossom.
She was thick.
And Topanga.
Oh, and Topanga.
Your mic's falling, dude. Yeah.
I wonder where they are now. Where is Topanga Canyon?
You have
now?
A phone? Look it up. Topanga Canyon?
That's in California
still, buddy.
It's right outside of
it might fall off soon the way things are going.
Yeah.
If my family watches this, they're going to be like, he had it bad all the way back then. He had it as an adult, and he still got it bad.
I mean, I like Wonder Woman.
Who didn't like Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman was bad.
Linda Carter?
Dude, you walk through the Hollywood Casino in Charleston, they got one of the slot machines. She's all up and down on that thing, man.
I got to check
stop
that
in the tracks for a second.
What happens if you hit the jackpot?
My phone, excuse me.
If you hit the jackpot? Is it one of those little pins you
I don't know. I don't play it. I just walk past and stop for a second and check my shoes. Oh, my shoes untied.
You remember how novelty it used to be to see a booby? You used to have, like, the lighter.
I think all of us, we're older than you, Chris. We know.
You had to hold the lighter.
A booby 20, 30 years ago, you had to go through some, trials and tribulations there, buddy.
You had to warm the lighter up, and then her bra would go away. You had to hold it in your hand or set it on fire.
Whose bra were you setting on fire, Chris?
Or there was the
you came up
pin.
In the 90s with the internet, dude.
There was
you
the,
can't,
little,
can't
there was
compare.
The little pin, and the pin would slide down, and her bra would slide up and down inside the little bubble.
The split in the breast, that was always my past. I love to see that.
Yeah.
And women will put their boobs together. Did you see that grand?
You trying to shoot
there?
Some olives into it, some cherries. And
oh,
some
used to sit and watch that scrambled channel forever. And
Chris,
just wait on it
know.
To come, wait
Chris,
on it to come
to,
unscrambled.
Chris, you're talking to three guys who were like the same age range. You're like a couple years behind us. You had the internet. You had the internet in high school, dude.
I did not.
Oh, man.
You didn't have the internet in high school?
No, it came on like
listen, we. Who is that?
See, I graduated in 99, and I didn't have. I had the internet in like. I guess
Ryan sharing pictures of 6.
2000, something like that.
Hey, man. Rock on.
6, dude. Mm. Oh, yeah. That's nice. Mm.
You used to buy D-Scramblers.
Holy
you know
moly,
that, right?
Who's that?
We did that in California.
Oh, that's Blossom.
And then Digital Cable came out and knocked it out. I used to watch all the wrestling shows for free, the pay-per-views. Yeah.
You used to buy D-Scramblers, man. Come on.
The Spice Channel.
But you know it's come back, though.
What's come back?
You know,
the Bush?
No, not the Bush. Well,
I ran into some Bush on Pornhub the other day.
Oh, my God, Chris.
I stuck with it.
Not hard to do, man.
I stuck with it.
It's out there. You just type in what you want. Bloop, that's the thing about today.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. 20, 30 years ago, you couldn't just order up what you want to see. You had to wait for something. Come
this
on, HBO.
It's the microwave society. You want it now. Dude. You don't. Why you put a roast in the oven when it takes an hour and a half?
Think
you
can kids,
put it in
I don't think like millennials and kids today, they don't look at sex even the same way that we do or did. Like,
I mean, Playboy. For us, They don't even show nudity anymore.
No, but for us, I mean, to a movie like Fast Times, Ridgemont High is a classic.
Classic.
For, and every guy who's listening, who watched it, knows the reason why it's a classic.
Right.
Okay, then, you know.
Like Porky's.
Porky's, right. Porky's. All these movies, yeah. Right? But that's the only way we got to see that shit instead of going through your dad's stash somewhere in the closet. Yeah. Now you just you can download whatever you want right now on your phone.
I got busted leaving my dad's stash in the bathroom.
I'm trying to have the talk with a 12-year-old man.
You can forget about
it. In 2018. You know what that's like.
You
can forget about it.
I don't even want to know what he already knows. I can just imagine, man. I mean,
you should just ask him if he has any questions.
Do you have any advice for me?
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the squirrels.
Uh-huh.
And the raccoons.
Right.
And the rabbits.
You know?
I knew it.
Yeah. Having sons, you have daughters, Jameer. It's a whole different thing. You know what I mean?
Listen, it is.
I got to worry about one dick. You got to worry about 100. You know what I mean? It's a whole different world.
That,
man.
That just messed up my night. Yeah.
Ooh, my kids don't know about more X-rated downloads than I do.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure my son does too.
Oh, yeah.
How easy is it to do? I mean,
it's too easy.
Too easy.
Been doing that.
It desensitizes you.
He's numb to it, right? Yeah. Doesn't mean it to me when I was 12. Way.
It's no surprise.
No surprise.
There's nothing to it anymore. We were just talking about splits and boobs, and now that's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's the T-Mobile commercial.
That's on the cartoons now.
That's some anime.
The cartoons are sexy now.
Crazy.
And kids are getting phones now earlier and earlier.
Well, my 12-year-old has this device. All you have is, you punch in anything you want. Boop, here it is.
Right.
Wow. Can you imagine we had that in the 7th grade back in 1985?
I was dangerous without social media.
No shit, right?
If
we were bad.
I grew up now we with were social bad. Media.
But it's easier now. You had to strive. You had to dream about things.
That's why kids don't care so much. There's no work to be done for it.
There's no work to be done.
You used to work to see a boob back in 1985. Right? You had to work to see it.
I don't know about Chris, but being single right now at 45 years of age is a serious story.
Let me know about
that.
Every day is an adventure.
Every day is an adventure. But you know what? You get to the point now, and I don't mean no disrespect. Maybe I should turn my Facebook Live off. But it is to the point now where women have become the new men in the sense that they just want what they want when they want it.
Yep.
And they're looking at their watch worrying about you leaving. What time are you going home?
Exactly. Right?
Yeah. What time are you going home? You call them and be like, hey, let's go to dinner. You are now the booty call.
Yep. I've said it multiple times. Like,
now that
I'm 37 and single, 37. I can sit at the bar like this, and I just eyeball someone across the bar, and I go like this. I can just give them the nod. And I go, hey, you want to go back to my house? And they go, yeah. That's how easy it is.
It's that easy, huh?
Yeah.
That
20 easy years now. Ago, they were taking a.
I've been out of the game.
couple dinner dates.
Listen, I've been out of the game about 10 years.
I've been out of the game for longer than that.
All due respect, stay in the game.
Seriously.
Stay in. There's not. When I tell you there's nothing out here, and I don't mean no disrespect, and women can say this, it's not. Women now tell you are now the booty call. You are now. Hey, what time you need to get? I'm getting home around 1:30. Why don't you give me a call? 1:30 means only one thing.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, hold on a second.
That's what Mike Tyson thought. 1:30 meant something.
You paid for that 1:30. But the difference to that was we were making a call at one. We were making that call at 1 o'clock for 1:30. Now we get the call at 1 o'clock saying, "When you're done with the fellas, why don't you come through? And don't be longer than 3 o'clock." Like you. They op options.
Yeah.
It's the
there's a line. There could be a line.
That's just it.
As long as you don't know about it.
They're not sweating it. Like, if you don't want it, then listen.
I'll just go somewhere else.
I'll go right there and get it.
I got four of them on the line.
It is a struggle, folks.
It is
a struggle.
The world is too plentiful.
The women now are slumming. The women that are doing it and making it and six figures.
Kristen has no idea. Look, she just passed by, gave you the thumbs up. She didn't know what we were talking about. Ryan's ready to chime in and give a piece of his, his 2 cents. Seriously.
Yeah.
Stay married. Stay in the game.
I work in the D.C. area, and you'd be amazed how many single women I see with no rings on their index fingers. Left finger is empty.
But listen, it got to the point right now where they're taking them off when they go to work.
Yeah.
When I say the game has changed, it has changed.
Right.
And they're not easy with it. They're not throwing it away. they've been deprived for so long. We have fallen short for so long. We get caught up in providing. We get caught up for doing all these things. And we forget that we're in a relationship or a marriage. Mm-hmm. So now when they get out, they go wild. When they get out, and I don't mean wild, they just, they know what they want and they're not settling for it and they're going to get it. And they don't need any extra. They want what they want and that's it. They don't need the extra stuff. They can. What does a single mom want with a dude? She changes her own tires if she has to. She gets her oil changed. She takes out the trash.
Chris, do you
she
agree with
provides,
this?
She provides. She does all these
things. Yeah, I've
been
living off the leftovers my entire life.
That's what I'm saying. They don't
I have not had to the point now where they don't need a dude. Well, I have not had a steady relationship. Well, I had
facts.
Like...
I'm with you.
for a very long time.
Well, does that mean that men need to step their games in?
I believe
as being men.
It, I mean, to an extent, we do.
We help build America.
I agree.
Well,
but
as far as doing what?
Right. But I think also in a sense that...
Being a provider.
I think, and I don't want to...
They don't need providers anymore. That's the
problem.
Worry.
They don't.
That's the problem.
It's the point where...
It used to be a lot more... It used to be a lot more like a caveman-esque.
The best relationships I've seen...
They needed us.
The best relationships I've seen is women have allowed
men to be men. Now everybody can support their own, so why go to anybody else for anything?
Women have allowed men... The best relationships women have allowed men to be men.
Right.
Right.
And to be the man in the household.
But that's no longer, dude.
That's no longer. It's not even a race thing.
It's nothing. It's just across the board.
And I've heard a woman say, why are you a man? I make more money than you. So what do I need you for?
Yeah.
There's nothing I need you for.
That's what, I mean,
I'm not to get all political, but they, you know, that's the argument against the welfare system is that the welfare system replaced the man in the house.
I mean, it's not for me to be talking about. No,
but
you're telling the truth.
Welfare has no color. I understand, but I mean,
that's what it did. 50 years ago when that thing started, all of a sudden women didn't need the man. They have a check coming to them on a monthly basis. Right.
Exactly.
When changes her gas, gets her oil, takes out the trash, cooks dinner, takes care of the kids.
I've got to run.
I do that stuff, though, man.
Works full time.
I do that stuff.
I know, but what she's saying is, I can do that now. So why do I need you?
Nah, that's what my mentality has been for.
When I see her change her own tires, I'll be damned. But anyway,
I'm just saying, here's the deal: they make enough money that they got AAA, and he gonna make sure AAA gonna be in half an hour to get their tires.
That's cool. I'm Triple J.
I mean, my mentality anymore is like replacing me. My mentality anymore is like, why do I need a roommate? You know what I mean? I cook for myself. I do my own dishes. You know, I do everything.
You have a dishwasher.
I pay all my bills.
Right.
I don't need a roommate. So you better do something special.
If you're going to get in my house,
you better do something special.
Gentlemen, on the flip side, Chris, who's never been married, single guy, 37, what would it take for you to actually commit to a woman? Let's flip the conversation
it's
here.
There's going to be some, like, opening her legs
would be like the briefcase on Pulp Fiction, right?
Yeah,
Something's going to be shining out of there.
That's what it's got to be. Something's got to be fucking miraculous. Something's got to be beautiful.
I hear a lot of selfishness.
I see the light.
I hear a lot of selfishness. That's what I hear.
Because
I don't hear anybody sharing with each other. Right. I just hear a whole lot of people about themselves.
And you know why?
It's a very selfish society.
Because it's become a point where if you don't, it has to get done. Like, you can't, we can no longer wait. Like, I eat out every night. Not because I just don't want to cook for myself.
Right.
So I don't need a woman to cook for me. I can clean. My mother raised me right. I can cook. I can clean. I can wash my clothes. I can iron. I can do all these things. I need you to compliment what I'm short in. And I need to be man enough to recognize what I'm short coming with.
There you go.
So for me, it's not necessarily about how, looks is going to fade.
Yeah.
I'm 45, if it's not a priority to you to be intimate, and believe it or not, there's a lot of women right now that they can go. They've been gone once a month.
Once every 6 weeks. It's a matter of finding somebody with the same goal and then setting that goal together and then going at it together.
It's evolving together. I can't stop. And you keep going, and you can't keep going. We got to do everything together.
Exactly.
And if you don't, she's going to find somebody else. You're going to find somebody else that's going to do
it. And your relationship's going to break down because you're going to be living two separate lives.
Two separate lives all the time.
That's one thing me and my wife have done. We're starting to do things together.
You have to.
You have to do it together.
And you have to respect what she likes.
Right.
You don't have to like it. You just got to respect it.
You got to respect it.
Like, I like to play golf. You don't got to play golf, but you can ride in a cart, baby, for 4 hours.
Exactly.
Because right. you now know.
And that, you can bend over and show me that ass when you get the ball out of the
We get a quickie, get a quickie in between holes, you know?
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
They make it exciting. who wants to go to the same bedroom every time?
Right. Spice the
golf course has 18 holes. Can you get to 18 holes, guys?
I get to the 19th.
Can you get it?
I'm trying to get to the 19th hole.
Yeah.
But it is about
get it up 18 balling. Times.
It's about, yeah, 18 times.
Let's 18 go. Times. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just a caddy.
Yeah, you just you're the golf pro.
I am.
You're
man.
The pro.
I am.
Oh yeah.
It's tough now. I tell you, man. I could talk about this. It's tough.
Yeah.
Because if you don't really come, and then Dayton's a pain. Don't even talk about Dayton. Dayton's a pain in the ass.
Is that true, yeah. Chris? Dayton's pain in the ass?
It is. That 90% of it is ends in failure.
It's all bullshit.
It ends in failure.
You got to bring something to the table.
90% of it ends in failure.
And even when you do bring something to the table, I always hear
actually,
my favorite
question. Now we live in a time where getting stood up is the norm.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. You'll start talking to somebody for like an online date or something.
See,
and then it'll get down to like a half hour before you're supposed to leave the house, and then they'll be like, "Sorry, I can't make it."
You know what they hear? Wow. They say, "Girl, don't be that guy. You met him online. Right. He's crazy as shit. I don't fuck with nobody online."
Here's my question: right. I ask a woman when we start talking, and it sounds crazy, but I heard it in a movie. I asked them, "Are you still in love with anyone?"
There you go.
Yeah,
because that's what
and
you find out
me,
about halfway through the
you
date.
Find out
is they'll start talking about.
They'll start talking about the guy. Yeah,
or they'd be like, you know what? If I wasn't, I thought I was over him, but I'm not, and I realize it now because I found a good guy. Oh, you found you ain't fine. Well, he's always been funny, but now all of a sudden you realize that you're still in love.
Yeah, that happens. That happens a lot of times.
Oh
too.
My goodness!
Yeah. Like, you're on the date, and she just constantly talking about her ex. And you're like, well, I see what the problem is.
Yeah, right.
And I tell them all the time, right. The problem is you're not obtainable.
Yeah.
You're right. Just not obtainable.
This is the problem.
That's the problem. But I tell them all the time, it's like, look, you know, why not? Oh, well, I thought I was over it. And I tell them all the time, here's what's inevitable. Men, we know. Like, we know when someone else is stepping into our place. We subconsciously make a phone call, we send a text, we do something. It's like that fear, that dog smell. We know when someone's getting ready to move in. We don't ever do that when it's a shitty dude. We do that when it's a good dude.
Oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
you got to find out how to break him down.
Yeah.
We need to break him down.
And then if you
bring him down to my level,
if you come too hard at her about what a dude he's not, then all you're doing is fueling his fire.
That's all you're doing.
Yeah. So because
she's already made up her mind what she thinks about
it. Right. And
when
I've learned that about women too, they don't care. They don't. And this sounds bad, but they don't care if you're in a relationship. They gonna do what they want to do. Regardless. And I've learned that honesty is the best policy.
If they throw the bone, you will see the awesome. Face.
We have no female perspective. This is great.
A lot of girls just go from one guy to the next with no gap between.
Right.
They're never single.
You don't hear conversations.
They're never
like
single.
Often.
They it's just flow from one man to the next.
Some women don't know how to be single.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And you're like, oh man, I'm waiting on this girl to get single,
man,
and it's never going to happen because she's just trying to find the next guy so she can leave this guy to go to that guy.
A woman who is single is a depressed woman. 9 times out of 10,
for the most part, some of them block it out. Some of them get focused on their families and they really go without. And they don't have any friends. But what I've always said, like the analogy in the career,
yeah,
I've always used the analogy. Like
you think that's why they're crazy because they're depressed?
Oh yeah, a single woman is not getting none. She's a depressed woman, especially if she's young. You know,
that's not Ryan you're talking to now.
She might have some
stuff. The bartender just changed. Kristen just gave
but
you.
But here's
she's a, the bartender's a lovely woman. I would definitely not talking about her.
She gave us the thumbs up last time she came by.
Oh, you're young, single, and not bitter.
But my question to you is: are you in love with anyone? Are you still in love with anyone?
Do you want to be in love?
Oh my God!
Everybody wants to be in love.
So why are you not? So why are you not in love?
You need a different kind.
Different
of man.
Kind of man.
Hey, can you stand up and provide that? Not quite yet. Not quite yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
I use the analogy of men are dogs and women are cats.
Yeah,
Yeah, that old Eddie Murphy bit.
But let me give you this analogy.
And there's cat dog.
There's cat dog.
If you knock
on the door of the house, if there's a dog in there, that dog's gonna let you know it's there. And if it doesn't, it's probably too old to even be harmful. So you choose to go in that house willingly, knowing there's a dog there. You take that chance. A cat can be laying in a house for days and you'd never know it was there, and it would only come out not necessarily when it needs something, but maybe to show you something. So you willingly know when a dog's like. Women have a very strong intuition about men.
Right.
Sometimes they get caught up in trying to change a man. Sometimes they get caught up in thinking that this won't happen to me. But it's there in the very beginning. And then you get caught up in saying,
Jameer, break it down. Right.
But it's a true story. I've been single for so long. It's a true story.
Oh, yeah.
And the analogy is that when you knock on that door, and that dog walks.
I was going to say Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
When you knock on that door and that dog walks, you choose to walk in there. You know
have a dream.
A dog there. You know there's a dog there. And what I'm saying is that, yeah, we get a bad one.
He's really good at seeing patterns. He sees the patterns in life. I try to see the patterns.
He is breaking you down right now.
It's just in general. I've been down that road, and to me, it's always about,
hey, man. Hey.
I'm not over. I'm not happy. I'm not this.
He went from being a coach to a doctor.
But you put that out there, though. Like, I tell women, I've been on dating websites off and on for years, and you run into the same thing over and over.
Yep.
I thought I was ready. I thought I was over it. This is too good to be true.
Wow. That one's
it's
a lie.
It's like a never ending rebound.
That one's a lie. You're too good to be true. It's too good to means be true. That they don't want to tell you that they just don't like you.
You think so?
They just don't want to be rude.
I think they're afraid.
Sometimes they just don't want to be rude.
Sometimes they're scared.
Some women are afraid of disappointment. Right. Like you said, heard it all before. You go through the same thing over and over again. So why put myself through that misery?
But what I tell people is, we as humans, we have our minds are so capable. If we choose to, we can forget what we want to forget.
Yeah.
Compartmentalize.
Right. So why not just date? And whatever is good is
like when
good.
I got diddled when I was eight. I don't remember any of that. I just blocked it all out.
Right. Just change the subject real quick.
Completely erased from my memory.
But I'm telling you,
Until now. Did Jameer bring that out of you there, Chris?
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
I know.
But it's just
that was deep, though. That was deep.
Yeah, but it's a true thing. And to me, it's, I don't know, sometimes it gets frustrating. But
Chris, dude.
I tell people all the time, there's a difference between being alone and lonely.
Yeah.
And I only get lonely usually in the morning and at night.
We'll do what Chris does.
Left hand takes care of all that.
Young man, but you love yourself.
But I love myself.
That's the key. You got to love yourself.
Men and women, love yourself.
But my thing is, it's the safest sex.
The safest sex.
No one's getting hurt. No one's feelings getting hurt.
Nope.
Not unless my pillowcase has feelings.
This guy always takes a long run on a short pier.
Oh, yeah.
Always. Always takes long run on the short pier.
You buy a lot of pillowcases there, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
On a monthly basis there.
Don't ever sleep on his pillowcase.
Do you have plastic on your mattress?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
He winked at you.
You give it an idea.
Like grandma's couch.
Oh, good Lord. Hot, but I mean, that's crazy. Those are subjects I think.
What is up with all that stuff?
What?
My parents had a plastic runner going up the set of steps, the carpet steps, because they didn't want to wear out the carpet.
All
on
grandparents
the steps,
had that,
and they
boy.
Put it up the steps, and it was there for like
because
25 years.
All grandparents had that.
Are we ever going to use the real carpet?
When they pulled
are
it
we
up?
Ever going to sit on the real couch?
No. They worked hard.
They
would have
deserved it. Yeah, they
worked hard. They worked hard for that. That's the problem with us today.
Hey man,
we don't paint over nothing. We just tear down.
They would have deserved. They would have preserved themselves.
Yeah, life savings in that sofa set, man. They came from the Depression, dude. They know how to keep things, man. Make it last.
I guess so. I don't know. But eventually, at some point in time, you got to take the cover off.
You'd be surprised
how
many houses you go into, they still have that on there.
Oh, yeah. I had this couch in Roosevelt with President. I was
hanging out in Chris's house this past weekend. You see the carpet in the basement. That stuff's been there since at least 1975, dude.
Me and Jimmy Carter, we played marbles together.
House was built in 64. I bet you it was there in It's 65.
Don't tell me it's got that ugly brown down there.
No, it's more maroon, but red shag. It's red shag, dude.
Red?
Yeah, shag. I'm going to cue the wah-wah guitar, dude. It's gone, man. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's nice. It works awesome. Good in the theater room.
We've gone
room.
From sports talk to dude talk to carpet talk.
Relationship talk.
Relationship talk with Jameer King.
I like the relationship Berber. Specialist here.
I know, like right? Berber myself. I'm a Berber man.
Berber, huh? Yeah. That lasts a little longer, Berber.
Yeah, Berber lasts a little longer, Berber. You know. You know, that indoor-outdoor stuff, too. You
we
know,
did
you,
talk
when you
about
put that out on the porch, that green
we
stuff.
Did.
Oh, yeah, that's turf.
And
yeah,
Penny.
Used to put all that on the stoop.
12-year-old Penny, right? Jameer. Jesus,
just glue 12-year-old Penny.
Glue she grew up hot, the, that's for sure.
Straight to the steps with, like...
Hey, man, you can have loose.
She came out of that abusive
I know all about that turf, man.
Now you think about it, that probably was a lot of acting, but there probably was a lot of truth in that.
In what?
And Penny's heartaches.
Maybe. Damn, Penny.
We're back to that. We're back to
Penny,
man.
What about Thelma? How about Thelma?
I was going to ask you
Come
that.
On now.
I never thought Thelma was
that
all that, man.
Oh, what?
You didn't never think she was all that? Thelma
Are
was
you
all
kidding
that.
Me?
Huh? I never think she was. Ooh, I like she all women, man.
She was an hourglass.
Are we talking Scooby-Doo?
She was thicker than a Snickers.
Maybe you now, Florida.
Maybe you didn't look at
talking Scooby-Doo.
Florida,
no, not Velma, dude. Velma Scooby-Doo, but no, Daphne, dude.
No, Daphne.
Daphne. Daphne's where it's at. Her right. and Betty Rubble, dude.
Her and Betty and Rubble.
Her and Betty
That's
Rubble,
right.
man. Barney knew what was up.
Betty Rubble.
Barney did know
on.
What was up.
Barney knew what was up.
Fred was, I mean, Betty, yeah, Fred.
Wilma? I don't know. With the red bun? No, listen, Betty was the shit.
Yeah, Betty was better. I like brunettes better than red.
Thank
is.
You very much.
They all had banging ass bodies.
Yeah. So did Daphne. And she knew it. Look at the Scooby-Doo. Fred was a player. He knows that shit. He rode in the front seat with the two chicks. Shag in the back with the dog.
Because his feet was like cement.
Shaggy?
He'd stomp you to death if you didn't act right.
Oh, who?
Fred.
Fred Flintstone. Oh, yeah.
That's why y'all
that's when they started
with these cartoons.
Hey, man.
That's when they started calling them boulder holders.
I'm going to tell you a nice looking woman. The chick on Bewitched.
Bewitched? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I Dream of Jeannie.
I Dream of Jeannie. Is that what it was?
Oh, both of them, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman.
They knew how to cast them back then.
Nicole Kidman during the movie.
I mean, let me ask you guys. Gilligan's Island, Marianne and Ginger.
Yeah.
Oh,
Marianne.
Yeah.
I'm with Marianne.
Marianne.
Yeah, I like Marianne.
All right.
I'm going to go Ginger.
I don't know. I like Ginger. Ginger had a little freak.
A little ginger spice.
A little fire crotch.
Fire crotch.
Ginger
Interesting.
Was wild.
All right,
I don't think I don't think I want to get up
a rune shag.
Oh, hell no. I'm not trying to get saved.
No, not at all.
I'm not trying to get saved.
That was a plot by Gilligan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We're never going to go there. Globetrotters come visit. They leave. But we're staying here because I got Marianne.
If they ever did get saved and you got Marianne back to the house, she would start a fight with you about the dishwasher.
Man, there'd be so many books written about that shit. That'd be awesome.
Ginger would not start that.
My years on the island with Gilligan.
Who's like MASH? It's like this.
Nah, that's all right.
I never liked the beginning of the show.
Well, the song?
I hated the song.
The song was about the best part of the show.
Hell yeah.
I did not do MASH.
Now the
A-Team.
Now the A-Team. That's my shit.
The A-Team.
Oh,
no.
That's different from MASH, man. But yeah, that's a good
How about
stuff, dude.
MacGyver.
I like MacGyver.
I have every episode on DVD.
I got one for you. The Great American Hero.
Oh, I got another one for you. Man? The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy was good. Yeah, that
Lee
was
Majors,
good.
Man.
Oh, Lee Majors.
Heather Thomas.
Suit.
You know, I went back and I tried.
$6 million man.
Oh, yeah.
I went back and tried to watch the A Team as an adult.
Yeah.
You know, they ran out of ideas. Like
after season two,
four episodes in. Four episodes in, it was like, okay, they were battling terrorists and shit for the first three episodes, and then the fourth episode is like, all right, these local hijackers, they hijacked a watermelon truck,
right?
And we're trying to get the watermelons to the market.
The black dude of the Mohawk shows up and rips their new assholes, man.
And just give him a glass of milk.
And you're like, really? They couldn't think of anything else. This is the fourth episode. You can't think of anything else? A watermelon farm?
How long did that last? How many years?
Can I ask you two gentlemen something?
Know.
You know, you're black, me and Chris are white. Growing up in the 80s and whatnot, in the world of pop culture and all that, in the black community, was Mr. T an idol?
No,
I'm going to tell you what.
Oh, yeah, white people love Mr. T.
We loved him. Clubber Lang was the shit.
Yeah. Clubber Lang was the man.
That was good.
I don't know about
based on a real boxer named Ray Shavers. But as time went on in the 80s, he got his own cartoon and serial. Was Mr. T in the black community? Was he looked up to?
Because he was in WWF.
Or did you guys
see him? Yeah, he was in WrestleMania 1 and 2. Yeah.
Oh, I was a big fan.
I know.
I was a Mr. T fan.
But, okay. All right, I'm just curious,
Was
man.
He an icon? And
I mean, how'd that go down? He wasn't like...
He was pretty important. Okay. I didn't like
him. It's important, right?
Yeah, I didn't particularly didn't like him. Okay. He was a tough guy, but he was pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah.
I've always been curious about that.
It was too much gold for me.
Too much gold for you.
Oh, then the rappers came along, dude. Come on, look at Slick Rick, dude.
We have a guy named 2 Chainz now.
Trash. I ain't gonna call. I'm not gonna say fool. Trash. I'll just say hip hop is not what it. No, what I grew up with.
We've been down that road already on this a million times, man.
There's nothing.
No,
I can't go there.
But we're gonna bring it back.
Now these young kids getting killed. They got a 20-year-old rapper. Forgot his name.
Triple X.
Yeah, come on. This guy was a positive rapper.
That's what I hear.
He did a
lot for the community.
And then the Stupo was flashing money. On the internet, on his Snapshot or whatever it is.
Snapchat.
You see how? Yeah.
Yeah. You just dated yourself there.
Yeah.
You caught it.
You made up a new one, dude.
We just caught it. Snapshot.
Flashbulb.
What the hell's going on down in Annapolis?
Snapshot stays up forever.
Oh, the shooting?
Yeah, that guy went in and shot 5 people in the newspaper.
Oh yeah.
I read about the, you know, his background or whatever, why they said he did it or whatever.
What was that? What did they come up with?
He worked a desk, front desk for some government agency or whatever, right? And then he got fired, and they wouldn't give him a reason why they fired him. They told him he was under investigation for security. He was a security
risk.
This
is a couple of years ago, too.
Oh,
yeah. And then he...
Huh? He
heard it on the news.
Yeah, and then he took him to court because they still owed him money. And the court ordered them to give him the money, and they still gave him the runaround. They just kept giving him the runaround, and, like, just sending him through the loop. They never, the agency never said why they fired him. They never gave him a reason.
So 6 years later, he came back and started shooting people up?
And then he just walked.
That's what happened down to
the FDA. He just snapped under the pressure and went in somewhere and just started shooting people.
It happened out of Navy Yard.
Yeah, took him out.
Crazy.
A couple years ago.
That's right. Like 5 years ago, the Navy Yard. Yeah, I just moved out to Maryland. Yeah. The guy went nuts over there, too.
Guy went nuts because he was supposedly get a promotion.
Dude,
and
it fell through,
and he went back. And
went nuts.
He went, yeah, he flipped.
That's so nuts, right?
Crazy world, man.
Peace out and love to Navy Yard victims.
Yeah, and the Annapolis victims, man. Crazy world we're living in, man.
Really crazy.
No, I don't know
why he went in the newspaper. They didn't really say that, why he went in a newspaper.
I'm not doing a newspaper office.
Yeah.
Why don't you go find out? I guess
he did that to make a point. Who knows?
Sure. Right. Well, hey, man, I'm going to wrap this baby up. This has been a wild conversation. This is a dude talk over here. We've gone from relationships.
Thank you for NBA letting me on.
Kevin,
been great.
You're more than welcome anytime. Jump on in. And Chris Canfield, left field, as always. Good having you back.
Yeah, man.
All right. Jameer King, the coach, the doctor.
I'm going to get on my...
Now we have more reason to have you back on, man.
Just
breaking it down.
Like a junior Barry White.
Breaking it down.
Cousins went to Golden State.
And we're back to sports, folks. Love it.
I'm going
to
get on my astrophysics. I'm going to brush up on it here, and I'm going to come in here and tell
Shea,
you guys all
for
about
Chris,
it.
For Kevin, and for Jameer, and for Jerry Harper. We're out of here. Right. Hagerstown. Right. Later.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast, coming soon.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.